Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brittany. May I please have the zip code on the account that you're calling in about?
Sure, Brittany. Let's see. Let me find that for you. The zip code is 44122.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please?
First name is Richard. Last name is Berkowitz. B as in boy, E-R-K-O-W-I-T-Z.
Thank you. So may I ask what you're calling you in regards to?
Yes, that's why I'm calling. Why am I calling you? What is New Advantage Evolution?
I do apologize, sir. I was not able to locate an account for you with your first, last name, or zip code. However, unfortunately, sir, we do house many products. We would not be able to assist you until we verify your account and see what product you're calling in for.
Well, I got a charge on my credit card for $49.97. And I just would like to know what it was for.
Yes, sir. I would not know until I locate an account. Can you provide the first 6 digits of your card number that you're being charged on?
The first numbers or the last numbers?
The first six.
The first six. You know what? Hold on a second. I think
okay.
I have that right here in my wallet. Thank you, Brittany.
You're welcome.
I'm just curious. I just don't recognize it, and any time that happens, I just like to make sure I'm doing the right thing here. The first six, 410040.
And the last four?
9241.
Thank you.
Take your time.
All right, sir, so I do apologize. Nothing's popping up with the first 6 digits of that card number. Hold on 1 second. Let's see what I did wrong. Here we go. And can you provide your address, please, Mr. Richard?
2416 Allen, A-L-L-E-N, Boulevard.
Thank you. So I did locate an account for a pulse oximeter where shipping and handling was paid for $7.45. And then 48 hours later, they would charge you $49.97 for joining our Best Consumers Gadgets Club, which is an online web store, and they will also send you a $125 gift card to use on that online web store.
Wow. Can you just say that one more time? I bought a pulse ox thing.
It's a pulse oximeter.
Right.
It's a thing that goes on your finger.
Check the oxygen level. Got it. And
yes.
Then what else were the charges for?
And then 48 hours later, they would charge you $49.97 for joining our Best Consumers Gadgets Club, which is an online web store where they'll send you a $125 gift card to your email for you to use on the CoolestGadgetsClub.com website.
Got it. But I did not approve that $49.97. But they put it on my credit card anyway 2 days later, as you just told me.
Yes, sir. It did state in the terms and conditions that if you don't call within the 48 hours, then they will charge you the full price of the membership.
And where was I told that I was supposed to call within 48 hours?
It was in the terms and conditions, and I can also provide you the website where the terms and conditions are.
So I got charged. Is this a one-time thing?
No, sir, it is not.
So they're going to keep charging me every how often?
It'll be every month.
$50 every month?
Yes.
Not going to happen. How do I get rid of that nonsense right away?
All right, so I can go ahead and get your account canceled and provide your cancellation number whenever you're ready.
Oh, I'm definitely ready. That's not acceptable. I don't like the fact that you put $50 on my credit card now. And I'm going to call my insurance company and tell them to get stop this immediately. Okay, give me my cancellation number. I'm very unhappy with you guys.
Yes, sir. Could you hold for 1 moment? I'll reach out to the billing department to see what I can do for you.
Sure. Give me a number.
Thank you.
First.
It'll be 1 moment, sir.
Okay.
All right, sir. Thank you for holding. So I did reach out to the billing department, and they did advise me that I can go ahead and get your account canceled. And also, they did tell me I can issue you a 50% refund on that $49.97 charge.
You know what? I'll take it because I don't want to have to go through the legal system. I'm not happy. So what are we going to do, Brittany? We're going to, and believe me, I'm not upset with you at all. You're just a messenger. What do we do now? So you're going to give me a cancellation number?
Yes, sir.
Fire away.
C as in Charlie, 599-315.
C as in Charlie, 599-315. So now what's going to happen?
Yes, sir. Nothing else will happen. The refund will be back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and then they will send me a new bill?
That's something that you would have to contact them about, sir. I would not know if they will send you a new bill or not, but if it's on a credit card,
yeah.
If it's on the credit card, the refund will not show on your statement until you get a statement in February, because when you get your statement in February, that's when you're getting your January statement.
Got it. So the refund will show on my credit card account in the next statement. Correct? Okay.
Yes.
But I haven't paid this bill yet. So you're going to give me a refund when I haven't given you any money yet. You see what I'm saying? So you so it's just going to be a refund to my credit card, and then the credit card is going to change the bill to 50% of what the $49.97 is. That makes sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much then. So I'll just wait until we see what happens.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, you have a nice day. Be safe.
You too, sir. And thank you for calling customer care. Bye-bye.
Bye now.